back here on Giants.com. It is week number 14 in the National Football League. That means it is week one of your fantasy football playoffs. Let's get you a win. To do it is Anita Marks. I'm John Schmelk. Anita, this is the first week of the playoffs in most leagues.
It is. I played in 12, as we've talked about extensively.
I thought it was 18.
No, 12. And I'm really proud of myself. I'm going to toot my own horn. Advanced to 10 of the 12.
Very good.
Two of them I have a first-round bye, so not bad.
I have a first-round bye in the league. I'm in the playoffs as well, so I'm relaxing this weekend and hoping all my guys play poorly so they rebound and have a good week in the division round of the playoffs. Let's start with the quarterbacks, Anita. Nick Foles has been hot, and you like Alex Smith, a guy who usually doesn't put up Gordy numbers.
I do. Nick Foles going up against the Detroit Lions. Nick Foles has put up 20 fantasy football points the past 4 weeks, and he's the starting quarterback moving forward. Also, Alex Smith going up against the Washington Redskins, who are giving up an average of 19 fantasy football points the past 4 weeks to opposing quarterbacks.
And a couple of second-year quarterbacks you do not like this week.
Right, but let's break it down for a second. You've got Drew Brees and Cam Newton. They're going to be beating up on one another, and you've got Colin Kaepernick and going up against Russell Wilson, and they're going to be beating up on one another. Another quarterback I don't really like this week is Andrew Luck, Cincinnati. They've given up the second fewest fantasy football points to quarterbacks at home in Cincinnati. So there's actually quite a few top-notch quarterbacks who I do not think are going to deliver this week.
Yeah, last week they shut down Phillip Rivers, who's been one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy football this year. Let's go to the running back position. And one guy that's actually healthy for the first time in a while at this time of year is DeMarco Murray. You really like him this week.
I love him this week. The Bears are giving up a ton of fantasy football points to opposing running backs, 24 fantasy football points on average, to be exact. Another guy that I like is Le'Veon Bell. He's healthy. I hear he's going to start. He's going to play for Pittsburgh, going up against a Miami Dolphins defense that are very good against the pass, but they're horrible against the run.
A couple of sleepers that might have helped guys get to the playoffs this year. You don't like him this week.
I don't. Zach Stacy, who's been an absolute beast since he became the featured back for the St. Louis Rams, not a good matchup for him. And then, of course, Lamar Miller. He's the featured back now because Daniel Thomas is injured. But going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're very good against the rush.
Let's go to the wide receivers. You like Torrey Smith this week. And Harry Douglas has actually been a very consistent contributor since that Julio Jones injury.
Absolutely, John. Torrey Smith going up against the Vikings. They're averaging 28 fantasy football points against opposing wide receivers, which is great. And he's got two other favorable matchups. So you can ride Torrey Smith throughout the remainder of the playoffs. And as you said, Harry Douglas, he is a PPR machine because Matty Ice, who else is he going to? Roddy White really isn't fitting the bill, so you got to love him. And Green Bay has given up the second most fantasy football points to opposing wide receivers in the past 4 weeks. So a PPR machine as well as a great matchup for Harry Douglas.
And a lot of owners are psyched to have Michael Crabtree back and healthy, but let's not be so hasty this week.
Well, as I said earlier, you've got Drew Brees and Cam Newton. They're going to be beating up on one another this week. Also, Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson. So I'm not really big. In fact, I'm kind of on the fence right now. I have Jimmy Graham in a ton of my leagues, but Jared Cook, I know we're going to get into tight ends in a second. I'll jump right to it. Jared Cook is going up against the worst defense against fantasy football tight ends. John, I'm on the fence here. I don't know. Do I start Jared Cook against the worst defense in the NFL?
You're back with Jared Cook now?
I am. But his matchup, Arizona, is giving up a ton of fantasy football points. And Jimmy Graham, I really think he's going to be I'll be lucky if I get 10 points with Jimmy Graham this week against Carolina. So it's tough. And as you said, Colby Fleener has been really great as of late. I'm a poet. I don't even know it. But again, Cincinnati, it's not a great matchup.
Anita, appreciate the time as always.
Yeah. Good luck this week.
And good luck to everybody.
Win in advance.
Survive in advance, no doubt about it. For Anita Marks, I'm John Schmelk. Hopefully you win. You'll join us next week, and we'll get you through the divisional round of your playoffs. See you next time.